Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What is up, everybody? We are back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and we are so ready for today's episode. It is going to be a ton of fun. Yes, it's going to be so good. Last week, we talked a little bit about our mental soundtracks and those phrases that repeat in your head over and over again, the things you tell yourself. And this week, we're talking about our literal soundtracks, everything music, encouraging related, all the music we love listening to. And I'm just going to go ahead and be real with everybody. If this is the first one you're listening to, I do not always sound like this. It is definitely allergy season, but that does not mean
she
the podcast
sounds a little
stops.
Bit like Daisy Duck today, okay?
That is not true, but the podcast is not going to stop. We're going to keep going. So yes. Let's just jump right in. So we just came off of Easter weekend.
Yes, it amazing was so Sunday good. Morning. Mm-hmm. Great service, great worship. I loved it.
Absolutely. And we also came a couple of months ago. We went to a Phil Wickham concert. So we were like, let's just talk all about music and concerts and all the things we love. So what did you love so much about the Phil Wickham concert?
Oh my gosh, it was such an amazing environment. Mm-hmm. And Phil, honestly, there was a point in the concert where, you know, it started off where it was Phil Wickham, Christian Stanfield, and Cody Carnes. It was like a sing-along tour. And they all three came out, started with I Believe, and it was very hype. I was just, it was so cool. And I've obviously been to concerts before. Like, we've been to Lauren Daigle, we've been to Winter Jams, all
Lauren
that
Daigle
kind of stuff.
Lauren Daigle was so
good. Lauren Daigle was amazing. But anyway, and so the Phil Wickham concert, you know, it had that concert vibe at first, good atmosphere, and we had pretty good seats too.
Yeah.
But then it was like, there was a point, like halfway through the concert, it honestly, even Phil said this, he said, this is just like, it's a concert in my living room, because we were having like interactions within the crowd and with him. And, you know, there was a lot of just the way that Phil Wickham approaches like his music and his concerts and everything. It was an amazing time. And it didn't honestly feel like I was at a concert. Like it did. Mm-hmm. And it was a great experience, but it also wasn't so overwhelming. And I just loved that feel where it was laid back, but it was also hype. I don't know. I just love that.
Yeah. If you're not super familiar with Phil Wickham, Cody Carnes, and Christian Stanfield, they are basically like the backbone of Christian
music.
Yes,
they have written every worship song that you probably sing on a Sunday morning. It's either Phil, Christian, or
yeah,
Cody.
If you walk into a Sunday service, I guarantee they're singing one of their songs. It was really cool, though, to go to that concert, and it was kind of simple on the stage. It was just the three of them and a drummer and, you know,
keys,
like, a couple people. But it wasn't overpowering. It was just, oh, this is the simplicity of the three of them wrote all of these songs, so we're just going to sing it and have fun together. It was so fun, though, and very hype. What was your favorite song?
Oh, my gosh. I really liked I Believe because that was the starting song, and it just kind of hyped everything up. But they also, Phil Wickham had, the day that we went to that concert, it was the day before Phil Wickham had released his song, The King Is in the Room. Mm-hmm. And so he did that one live. And, you know, I had kind of been learning some of the lyrics the day before to get ready and prepared for the concert. And then he performed it live, and it was amazing. It was so hype, and it was just an amazing approach to that song. And it was like, okay, this is new. He's fired up about it. I don't know. I really liked it all, but I did like that one.
He had his Instagram guy come out with the phone thing and flip it around and like make a reel with everybody. It was so cool. And he wore a Vols hat because obviously we were in Tennessee, and he was like, I'm going to have to wear the hat while we make the reel. So that was fun. And he also, like you said, he interacted with the crowd a lot. There was one point where somebody yelled out a song request, but they were trying to be so loud. So they were like, sing That's This Amazing Grace. And he was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so intense
right
about
now.
It. And then he's just like, this is, and he just started playing.
I know.
So
he was like, okay, I can't do this all night. He was like, I can't take all the suggestions.
Yeah. And we've also got a Forrest Frank concert coming up.
I'm actually so pumped for that.
If you have been a fan of this podcast for long, you know, I love Forrest Frank. I was asking for these tickets for Christmas, and I kind of thought Dad wasn't going to get us tickets, but I was so excited when we found out we're going, because it's going to be really hype.
I love all of Forrest Frank's music. Like, is there anything he cannot do? I mean, every song, like, even if maybe the first time I listen to it, I'm like, I don't know, I can't really get like caught on to it. The lyrics aren't really catching me. And then the next time I listen to it, I'm like, this is a banger. Like literally all of his songs are so amazing. He's too talented.
We listen to his music a lot in the morning. So both of us, I drive you to school every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm not going to lie, guys, we get in arguments in the morning over dumb things, but it's usually because we're both so tired still.
Yeah.
And there have been mornings where we're silent on the way to school and it's just Forrest Frank singing in the background by himself.
Literally.
But we love him in the mornings. Josiah Queen. Mm-hmm. We love listening to his music. His is kind of folksy almost. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word for it.
Yeah, but it's also got that like hype Forrest Frank kind of vibe. But it's also, I don't know, I feel like he's a mixture of so many different like Christian contemporary artists. And it all just kind of comes into one like mush pot. And then that's Josiah Queen. And it's so good.
Was there any song specifically that you loved this Easter weekend?
Oh, I mean, I really like the song Sunday is Coming by Phil Wickham. I feel like that I've just heard that one a lot, like on reels from people. That's a really good song. But also, we had sang this one on Sunday morning. It was Rattle by Elevation Worship. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any other artists are on that. They probably are. But that song is also just very, like, it starts off kind of chill, and then it just keeps, like, building and building. And that song just, it fires you up. And the lyrics, I was, like, kind of listening to it and paying attention to the lyrics specifically when I was singing it. And you know, sometimes when you're worshiping, you're just kind of going through the motions. But with that song, I was specifically like looking at the lyrics and I was thinking how much it relates to Easter and how like each verse applied to my life in that moment. And it was just really cool because it was also, you know, the music kept getting louder and I was like pumped up. I was like ready to jump out of my chair.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Charity Gayle. Her song I Speak Jesus has been my favorite worship song for the last few years, but she has another song called Thank You Jesus for the Blood. And I was listening to it probably a couple days ago. And as it was playing, I just realized how worship is such a response to things. So when you think about the Easter story of, you know, Jesus took on every sin of every person in the world. And we were supposed to be the one dying on that cross because all of us have messed up and all of us have sinned and can't be with God forever, but he poured all of that wrath on himself to sacrifice himself so that we could live. And we both have hope because of that. And hearing that song, the lyrics were, thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life and you brought me from the darkness into glorious light. And I realized every time I hear the Easter story, it's kind of like Jesus died on the cross for your sins. But when you think about it, truly, you sit there and think about it for a minute, I realized, wow, that moment that I got saved, I don't know, 8-9 years ago now, everything in my life changed, and it was all because of that moment. So that song for me just turned worship more into a response. I mean, it always has been, but it just made me realize, like, hey, remember why you worship. Worship is not necessarily a fuel for your faith.
That's not the foundation. That's not what you should build your faith on, because you should already have your faith and your trust in the Lord. And then through that, you'll want to worship and you'll want to praise him with the lyrics. And then you'll think about the lyrics and how that relates back to the truth that's actually in your foundation with Christ.
Yeah, that's why I get so fired up with worship music in settings, because I'm like, I just think of the reason that I do have hope and I just want to worship because of that. But again, we don't always listen to worship music, so we listen to lots of other things throughout the day. Sometimes it's joyful. We listen to a lot of Christian pop, too, that's crossover.
Like Christian contemporary music.
Or Need to Breathe.
Yes.
We love Need to Breathe.
Need to Breathe was my number one artist on Spotify Wrapped last year. I listened to Need to Breathe whenever I'm like just trying to chill, but I also don't want to listen to specifically pop music, then I'll just turn on Need to Breathe and I'm like, okay, this can be a pop song, but this can also relate to my faith. And I'm like, this is just so good. It's just a very like
campfire.
Different vibe. Yes, I love Need to Breathe.
Yeah. So, okay, I have a list that I actually typed in to ChatGPT what are the most popular songs of the last 10 years in worship music. So I'm going to read some of them off, and I want you to tell me if when this song comes on the radio, if you're singing it or if you're skipping it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. The first one is...
Wait. what kind of mood am I in when I'm listening to this music?
Okay, like, these are all worship songs.
Am I riding in the car? Am I sitting at home just listening to music? Like, set the scene for me. Because it depends on where I'm at.
Okay, let's say in the car.
In the car, okay.
But
okay.
You're in a worship mood in the car. So not Forrest Frank, not Josiah Queen, not... Gotcha. Not to... what's the one that we've...
Tarian.
I love Tarian.
I love her new album. It has been one of my go-to albums where I'll just play it in the morning. Anyway, go back to
these are all very, very popular worship songs over the years. Obviously you're not like in a worship setting during these songs, but if they're playing on the radio, are you going to listen to them or are you going to be like, no, that's overplayed? Okay. Oceans by Hillsong. This was the number one.
I'm skipping it.
This was number one.
Skipping it. See, it's a good song. And if I have no other choice, I'll listen to it. That sounds really bad, but it's a good song, but in my opinion, it's overplayed and it's an older song in my opinion, and it brings me back and it drags on for me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to say I'm skipping it.
I feel like those were the songs when we were in elementary school that I played all the time.
Where it's like I played it so much back then that now I'm burnt out on it.
Okay. This is a controversial one. Reckless Love.
Girl, I am karaokeing to that song. I love Reckless Love.
See, I like it too. I lead it a lot on guitar. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first ones I learned on guitar.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate it, but you just have to see it from the right perspective.
Right.
Because, you know.
Because we aren't God. We aren't supposed to look at it from God's perspective.
Yeah. God is not recklessly loving us, but to our eyes, we cannot understand his love for us. I mean, he literally sent his only son to die in a brutal death. For all of us. What kind of love is that?
Right?
So
I love that song.
So from the perspective of that, it just makes me think, wow, like I can't even understand this love. So I like it. Gratitude.
Okay.
Brandon Lake.
I really have to be in a specific mood for that song. If it is playing, I'm probably going to sing it. I don't know.
And guys, we all love these when they're played on Sundays.
We all love these songs. And I don't know. I went through a very specific phase, and Gratitude's always had like a specific place in my heart for worship because I danced to that song as one of like when I danced back at my old studio when we lived not where we're at now. But I had danced to that song with like an opening number for the entire like recital show. Mm-hmm. And we had like little girls just surrounding us, and like I picked a little girl up, and it was just a very emotional song. And that was like a really emotional year for me and all of like the dance girls together. And so I've always loved Gratitude, and I feel like I always get really emotional when I really think about it and I really sing like meaning my words. But I don't know. I mean, it's kind of slow at points. And if I'm in the car, that's not one of my go-tos.
I love the chorus of, you know, all that I have is a hallelujah, because that's such a core point in
worship.
Like
a humbling moment. Yeah.
Like everything we have, we should give to Jesus. Right. So I love it in worship settings. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure I've heard it a million times.
I know. It's very overplayed.
Okay.
But it's good.
What about What a Beautiful Name?
Not in the car.
Are you serious?
Not in the car.
I thought that was going to be the one on this list that you loved the most.
Not in the car. I like it, but I honestly don't listen to that song as much as you might think I would. I feel like I love it whenever I'm singing on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night or whatever it is, but I honestly just don't listen to that one as much.
What about Graves Into Gardens?
I like only listen to Forest Frank Sky. Okay, if that's in the car and it plays, I'm going to sing along because it's so hype and I'm just...
This is Amazing Grace by Phil Wickham.
I'm gonna sing it. This is Amazing Grace.
I like it too, but also I like a lot of his newer stuff a lot better.
I feel like his I Believe album is more what I listen to now, but if it plays,
Waymaker.
I think I'll sing to it.
I went through a phase where I didn't like the song, but now I do.
I really like it on Wednesday nights a lot. I feel like when we listen to that and we play it, but I'll probably sing it. I think it's a good one. Yeah.
Glorious Day. We saw that one so Christian Stanfield wrote Glorious Day.
Oh my gosh. It was so good at the concert. I forgot he played that one.
Yeah.
That one was amazing. See, I would probably sing along to it. I think I would. Yeah.
We listened to it in the car this morning.
Yeah.
And you sang along to it. Yeah.
Oh. See, sometimes I just like unconsciously start singing to a song
and don't realize what it is.
I'm like, what's this song? What's the chorus? What's the bridge?
Okay, two more. Build My Life.
Nope.
You're such a hater.
I'm not. I'm skipping it.
It's good. Okay, but like picture campfire worship setting.
I'm in the car.
Okay.
You said I was in the car.
Okay,
what
about...
You said I was in the car.
What about Great Are You, Lord?
No.
You don't like that one either? Okay, what are
I'm
your...
I'm skipping it.
What's your hot take on live worship music versus normal worship music? Like when you're just listening to it, not actually live.
When I'm listening to it, definitely studio versions.
Really?
Live music, because then you will hear all the crowd and it's like...
Yeah.
And... The volume always messes me up because I'll have it on a specific volume that I like to the specific song. And then the crowd goes nuts and I'm like, my ears. But I don't know. It honestly depends on either the person or the band.
Yeah.
Or maybe the specific song and like what places it's at. If they don't have the crowd in it, sure, go live. Mm-hmm. I like live songs. But and like something cool that Forrest Frank did with one of his latest songs is he put the crowd into one of his songs that was studio recorded. And yeah. So something like that, I don't mind because that was cool. But I don't know. I'm more of a just like clean, clean cut music. Just, you know what you're expecting almost. Because I feel like with live, if I'm listening to it one time, then it's like, what's going to happen next? I don't know. And half the time when I'm listening to a live music or if I'm actually at a live concert, which is better because the noise is so loud at a concert.
Yeah.
But then I'll sing a note and they sing it differently. And it's like I'll sing a note that they sang it in the studio version. And then there's a note that they sing live. And I'm like, nobody pay attention that I just sang the wrong note.
That's funny.
What do you think? What's your opinion?
I mean, I like both. Honestly, I listen to live music a lot. Also, okay, guys, I started running this year. And here's the problem with running. I've never loved running, right? But it takes me a minute to do a mile, longer than a minute to do a mile. But I had been running long distances, meaning you have to have something playing in your head that's going to distract you. Because the only thing going through my head is, how much longer do I have?
Yeah,
and when you've still got like an hour on your long distance run, then you're going to have something playing.
Yeah.
So I started listening to I Know a Name, a song we actually had at our recent student vibe night, which was a big revival service for a lot of the students in our community. But we sang that song and I've been playing it for worship settings and stuff. And it's so good, but the live version is 7 minutes long. And some people are like,
oh, yeah,
that's too long for a song. No, not when you play on
repeat while you're running.
That
one I will handle it.
Because I could play it then a few times through while I'm running and be almost done with the mileage that I need to do. So I do
that's
like...
true.
So when you're trying to distract your mind or work out or different things like that, then yes, live music is a good thing. But if you're just trying to listen to a variety of music, then I would not recommend.
Yeah.
What are some good worship... What are some good recommendations for Christian music or encouraging music that isn't worship music for people that aren't really super familiar with Christian contemporary or just a couple of artists to give people that maybe don't listen to it as much, but not worship music, not like House of the Lord, not stuff like that. More just exciting, encouraging, good way to start your day or pump you up. Or
I'm always
going to
say Forrest Frank because...
Okay, give him something else, though.
Okay,
We've said that way too many times.
I love his music, though, and it's really good, but let's see. Josiah Queen is also very good with
that. We already said that.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You are not being original at all right now.
No, I'm not. Let me look at some playlists here. Okay, hold on. Let's look through some.
I'm thinking Toby Mac, if you're a fan of a very retro vibe.
He's got all the different genres. Uh-huh. Literally, he's touched everything. So anything, if you just go to Toby Mac, you can find any genre you want. He's done a collab with Forrest Frank.
Yeah.
He's done something with Josiah Queen. Like, all the things. One recommendation that I have is Torn Wells. He is I feel like I don't listen. I honestly forget sometimes... like about some of his music, but when I listen to it, it's got a whole different vibe. It's very chill. It's almost like Phil Wickham turned into more of the contemporary style. And I like his music because it's got a certain vibe with the background. And I don't know. It's just a really good like feel. Honestly, somebody like Austin French also had some really good music like
yes,
that.
Yes, we saw him live too.
His was really good live as well. But I like both of theirs, honestly, to have that like chill, but also there's some music that's energetic of theirs and kind of hyping you up. So I really like it all.
Yeah. We basically wanted to share with people today, you don't have to listen to worship music 24/7, but there's a lot of good, encouraging music out there that's fun, joyful, hype. You can find it, any of it. Just type, ask ChatGPT.
Literally.
Gave me plenty of options. But thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Yes. We had a lot of fun with it, talking about some of our favorite
conversation.
Things.
Go like and subscribe. All of the stuff, subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram because we would love to do more episodes like this, just having a fun conversation.
Yes, we will see you guys back next week for another episode.